Boyfriend, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you take a shower with your boyfriend,
yeah,
I guarantee you that by the time you step out of that shower, your breath will be sparkling clean. Right?
That's a good tip. Some of my spies told me that you took a trip home recently. Where is that?
I did. I went home to New Hampshire, and I saw my sister. My sister told me that she was with two men in one night.
Yeah?
Can you believe that? She could hardly walk after that.
Oh, my God.
I know. Two dinners?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, my God. But you know what? I saw my friend Paul, you know, who I hadn't seen since high school, and we did a lot of catching up. And it turns out he got a testicle removed. Can you believe that?
Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh.
But I'm only telling you because it's such an inspirational story. You know, he's such an optimist. He's like totally optimistic. You know, he says he thinks of his scrotum as half full.
That is beautiful.
That is such
so
a good attitude.
Touching.
Yeah. True. You know, I ended up going out with him.
Oh,
I did.
Yeah.
And I had a ball.
Good evening. This is Howard K. Smith. That voice belongs to a member of the Beat Generation.
You were always going to ring you up the ass, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Woody, why is it that so many of the comedians and comedy writers are Jewish?
I don't know.
Good evening. This is Howard K. Smith. That voice belongs to a member of the Beat Generation, to a young man on the road to making a search for himself. This is a collective portrait painted in words by the subjects themselves. Like all portraits, the composite effect depends in large degree on the angle of vision of the artist.
Oh. 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 Oh.
And then, of course, this vexed issue lies at the very heart of the persistently controversial No discussion of abortion gets very far before the issue of the moral status of the embryo is raised. So then, when did we begin? I suppose that most of us would describe our personal biography, the story of our lives, as beginning with the time of our birth. There we are in hospital, we've newly arrived, we're labelled with a tag, and we're looking out on an intimidating world. But did we come into existence at the moment when you emerged? Or were we in existence before that? Now, to say that we only came into existence at the moment of birth is surely counterintuitive and not indeed fly in the face of the evidence. After all, our parents may have an ultrasound photograph which shows us in the womb, all curled up, but recognizably a baby. Was that us? Yes, it obviously was. And this physical entity, that is the baby at, say, 5 months of gestation, is physically the same entity as the newly born child. And indeed, it's the same physical entity, although much more developed, as the fetus of only 6 weeks' development. Now, all of this seems clear enough. It would make perfect sense, then, if we had photographic evidence of the development of the fetus to say something like, here I am at 6 weeks, here I am at 7 months, and here I am an hour after my birth.
I find that it's true that they are. When I look around, a great many of them are. And
I want you to come really fucking hard for me. Okay? You little slut.
He shone in his days as a morning star in the midst of clouds. That's the scriptural text Pope Gregory used when he spoke to a crowd in the town of Assisi, gathered for the canonization of St. Francis, July 16th, 1228. The little Italian was barely dead, and already he was clothed in an image. On the day after his canonization, the Pope laid the cornerstone for the magnificent new basilica that would house his remains. It would be filled with images of the saint, adorning every inch of wall and ceiling. And that tradition in art has continued for hundreds of years. After figures in the Bible, he's been most often represented, most deeply loved. St. Francis wasn't a scholar. He left no sophisticated theology behind him. Just his extraordinarily intense life, captured in images.
Using the detonator and just tape it to it. You light the fuse and then you go out of the building. That is a must, of course.
Jackie, baby, there's just one thing.
Welcome. We have got a program for you. And we're going to find out what I have been doing while I was retired. But first, this word from Demon Enterprises. Then, the designer radio wave repellent hat. Yes? Have you ever wondered how to keep foreign entities from entering your head and implanting their chips into your brain so you think you're getting commands from another world? Well, now you can stop this invasion and still be fashionable. You, from Demon Enterprises, the designer radio wave repellent hat, made from long-wearing aluminum, allows you to keep the other beings from invading your brain and allows you to look fashionable all at the same time. Yes, if people are telling you what to do, if signals from CIA are bothering you, if Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys is trying to communicate, now get the new radio wave repellent hat. It comes in cowboy, fedora, beret, and bowler style. Just imagine you walking down the street wearing a bowler and people asking you, why are you wearing that bowler? And you saying, I don't want people from another planet communicating with me. They'll understand. Sure. You from Human Enterprises.
Ground control. Bird 1 complete. Bush administration's actions have encouraged.
El Salvador is an unlikely tourist destination. The Central American nation is still recovering from the brutal civil war of the 1980s. Crime, poverty, and overpopulation continue to plague the country. Travel agents have few reasons to recommend it. But now, one Salvadoran entrepreneur is promising a good time in the capital, San Salvador. And as the world's Clark Boyd reports, he's making good on his promise.
Salvadorans may have the reputation for being the hardest working people in Central America. The truth is, they work and they play hard.
Fuse burns down, the cortex detonates four miles a second, blows the bottom up, the stock drops down like a pack of cards. But on this fuse business here, on this bit of blue stump, when we put the detonator on, at one time, you've noticed I've taken it off here, but at one instance, the station hotel at Salvador's latest day to get locals and visitors. And I got the detonator on it. It's summertime. You've got a large German ornamental silver fireplace. A big fireplace. You can get out of the feet drunk. And there was no fire in the summer. And some day, basically, while you're here, what about making a bang? Seats from the night to make a dance floor and crank up the
volume. Add a healthy dose of El Salvador's national beer, Pilsener, and this mobile Salvadoran party unit is underway. It's nothing new to see these kinds of buses on San Salvador streets. In fact, old yellow school buses that have outlived their prime in America are the main source of transportation here in El Salvador and throughout Central America. But La Chiva is special. It dares to ply the roads of the capital between the hours of 8 and 11 p.m.,
It's also a production which captures some of the characters in this novel wonderfully. The Sidney Greenstreet, Peter Lorre performances as Gutman and Cairo are marvelous. It's a tremendously successful movie, but one of the things that's interesting about the movie is that it leaves out what seems to me the thematic center of the novel and perhaps the most important single thing in it. That's the
come to an important crossroads about now. It's very important. Meaning it sort of rises above, stands apart. Cones and rods scurry. The cursor analogs are rambling around. Closed. Within a flinch from impact, muscle memory being what it is and all, God knows where that muscle memory's been.
Yeah, but it will take us almost 2 months to get through the whole house.
About now.
It'll take another 2 months to do it again.
All the various knowledges. And of course, it isn't really about intelligence. Whatever that white man's burden may be. More about attention. Both lack thereof and its dirty little Black Sheep in the Closet, Raised by Wolves version, the Hidden Agenda version of Attention. Stuff of Cults. The codependent, co-dynamically wound little games playing, kinky, kinky, kind of twisty, sexual, or none of those at all, but they're equally as exciting counterparts and whatever subroutine is in the neighborhood, or vice versa. It's not really about intelligence. Noblesse oblige version. Or a more ethnic kind of pre-Renaissance intelligence either. So we're all in this lifeboat together these days. Holography being what it is and all.
Creating Humans, Lecture 5. A Boy, Please. Sex Selection.
Most of the techniques that we've been looking at so far are quite new.
New metaphysics. Big double G at the joystick. Pounding the polyethylene. See that digital drop? Right at the edge of the precipice of the imp of the perverse. You could be running along, cruising speed, middle of your appetizer, drugs ramping up, what have you, cast into the void, like a little maxi tunnel, and then pop right back to the proceedings at hand. And as a white person, which everyone is today, of course, it seems all right. Maybe not my preference, but just don't do it too often. So the kinds of knowledge today, not intelligence, but of course knowing, since each ship of state is running silent and deep, above or below the verbal level of understanding. There are various systems in New York State, Monday through Saturday, and especially on Sunday through Saturday, that pretty much apply this being binary system and all, where all is on and all is off simultaneously. Keep that digital illusion going.
Oh,
That's when most people choose not to spend too much time on the streets, mostly because of the threat of crime.
So these systems been around since the elementals first came in as aliens upon the waters, and in a mere 7 days' time, gave the illusion that something was created, something was perceived, and to avoid crime, something was achieved. Or at least the story told. And all these systems jive together. And if you know what they were, it would make things a lot easier for you. A whole hell of a lot easier.
Just about the same as killing a figure.
That's a horse apiece, man. I bust one for man and you bust another. It's a horse apiece.
Doggone if it ain't. You're as bad as me. Kiss me, woman.
I said the boss, that fella killed that other fella, I said. He murdered him, I said. I heard him talking about it. He just shook his head and he sighed again. I said, boss, what are you going to do about it? And he shook his head. Well, I said, I guess we ain't really got evidence that it'd stand up in court, I said. I just heard him talking about it. I can't prove anything. But I said, boss, don't you think we ought to have him arrested or something? And he just shook his head. I said, boss. And he looked up at me. He looked at me and I could see he was mad. You get out of here, he said. And I never saw him look so mad. What? Oh, I took a powder.
For example, let me take you back several weeks ago. I'm standing in a Catholic bookstore in Toronto, and right now I'm looking at row upon row of representations of St. Francis in this store. He's shown always with birds. St. Francis with a garden to be placed in a grotto. St. Francis on cards to be used in prayer. St. Francis on greeting cards. St. Francis in books. St. Francis on medals. He would probably be just as surprised by this as he would by the extraordinary art in the Basilica in Assisi. This bookstore is getting surprisingly busy. Is it usually very busy here?
Yeah, on and off. I'm Marianne Lee, and I'm one of the sales clerks here at Breton's.
Is it animal lovers who usually want a statue of St. Francis?
Yeah. He's available in like a 4-inch and then a bigger version. He's a
videotape. A videotape of yourself signing is helpful. A record player. A record player.
I don't know what it is. Maybe, you know, I mean, just some inherent thing in the race, in the, well, it's a religion. I mean, they are funny, though, consistently.
There's a theory that in order to be funny, you have to come from a poverty-stricken background, either financially or emotionally or psychologically. How do you feel about that?
I feel, I don't know much about it, but I feel it probably, I mean, it makes sense that there have been some kind of, some sort of deprivation of some way, not necessarily economic, that
vertically or horizontally,
Steve England. In the air in North Derbyshire, a voice you can hear everywhere.
About Agatha Christie's The Pale Horse, and talk about the relationship between those two novels and what I think is interestingly different as well as similar about them.
We attempt tonight to present you with a picture of the era in which we have lived since the end of the Second World War. Drawn by those in revolt against some of the aspects of the hidden revolution.
To be honest, after a few beers, no one seems overly concerned.
It's easier to catch a social disease than a taxi. So if you have tears, prepare to shed them now as we take a stroll down the Boulevard of Broken Balls. Temptation lingers in the lamplight. Upon her lips a shadow falls. She loves to flirt, she loves to tease. Beneath the skirt, a new disease. The Boulevard of Broken Balls. A lover lurks in every doorway, with prices written on the walls. So if you're rich and have the cash, you'll get an itch, you'll get a rash. The Boulevard of Broken Balls. She leaves a token of her romance, a souvenir that hops and crawls. You bring the crabs home to your wife, she stabs you with a butcher knife. The Boulevard of Broken Balls.
He can't jump over any piece, but he can capture any opposing piece that gets in his way.
Miguel Olivo is the man behind La Chiva. He shelled out $8,000 for the bus and another $7,000 for the professional paint job. That's a sizable investment here in El Salvador, to say the least. Olivo enjoys showing off La Chiva's artwork on the outside of the bus. It depicts famous Salvadoran landmarks.
This is the Izalco Volcano.
Olivo says he got the idea for La Chiva from towns in South America, where buses like this have carried tourists for some time. He runs La Chiva every night. He's even starting to offer longer weekend trips to the beach or to special festivals. La Chiva costs $25 a pop. Most Salvadorans can't afford that. But Olivo says that he's not necessarily after the local crowd.
We believe that this is for all the tourists that are coming to El Salvador for business or for pleasure or for whatever they come. But for Salvadorian people, we offer Wednesday 2-for-1.
The scene gets louder and crazier on the bus as the night progresses. It's a real mix on board, Americans, Argentines, Chileans, and Salvadorans. But everyone has to take a turn dancing with a life-size Raggedy Andy doll that's wearing a name tag. For some reason, it says Lulu.
So I'm blowing them.
21-year-old Rodrigo is La Chiva's master of ceremonies. He runs El Salvador's only skate shop during the day.
As turned you into a comedian, that has sort of squeezed your view of the world out of shape, you know?
Does a comedian have a different disposition?
I'm going to finish this morning or this afternoon's talk by talking about
ever taken the time to analyze what you're really doing when you perform a quantitative relationship like this. This is what I like to call a Gesunta problem. This is an old joke. But you know, 30 Gesunta. Of a problem. We have here this problem. Students,
the record is placed
room
on a spindle.
Through critical importance.
The needle and the record goes around.
In most chemical.
I hear a record player
is what I like
in the next.
Sure. 3,000 students, an amount of students.
The tape
similar
is
quantities
going
in chemistry might be.
Does a comedian have a different disposition, temperament?
Thirty students packed into one room. A room containing, holding 30 students. We usually write these kind of things.
What we want to ask today is, what are those energy servants doing for us, and where ultimately are they coming from? Because after all, they aren't people at power plants turning hand crank generators. They're sources of energy, whether they be nuclear fission, coal burning, windmills, what have you. So we want to ask.
Per room, we Gesunta the total of 3,000 students. Now, you've probably used that logic
in the story some way, by the Russian whom Gutman trusted too much, or the wily Greek dealer who knew its worth.
You have an amount, in this case, 3,000 students. We could represent the students by dots. I'm not going to draw all the dots.
Next, we have a woman about whom I have nothing unkind to say in the hope that she will add me to the very, very long list of comedians she's had sex with.
Called a room. And this room holds 30 students.
It's not that bad on the gas.
I'm
in the hospital for like 5 days. They give me nitroglycerin pills when I get out in case I get chest pains again. And one of my friends goes, wow, nitroglycerin pills? Let's throw one and see what happens. Yeah, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to need my medication in a real emergency, and I'm going to be one pill short.
We used tape for practicing.
And chemistry is resplendent with Gesunta problems. You're going to do them almost every day from now till the end of your year in chemistry. Your ability to solve that problem
to read
proves
it.
That your mind is without question capable of performing the kind of reasoning required to solve most of the chemistry.
Thank you.
I wanted to make abstract paintings, but I didn't want to make object paintings.
I get really frustrated sometimes. I just want to say, no, it's not video, no, it's not animation, no, it's not music. And I kind of wait in glee to watch people's face get all crinkled up and as they try to figure out when I just say sound art. Sometimes I call it cinema for the ear, because then
one that I like.
Can they get it? Okay, a film, get rid of the visuals.
And then they put me on this blood pressure medication, and they forgot to tell me that one of the side effects is that you can't get an erection no matter what.
The term Oxford.
Die große Zeit ist jetzt angebrochen.
Das ist ein albernes Arschloch.
Deutschland,
das ist ein albernes
Saudow.
To outweigh the very considerable risk which it would entail, so cloning fails that basic test.
Is Ili. Listen and repeat. Ili. Ili. Ili.
The book of the month.
I do ask, some beer or some wine?
Magazine.
Iwa Ilivina.
Side effects is that you can't get an erection no matter what.
Fever, you live in that.
The principal image of the world's irrationality, that is the falcon, or perhaps Bridget, or perhaps the Flitcraft story. It's at
no
least a world presented to us in this novel that John Kowalty, the critic,
I'm not kidding. I'm trying everything. I mean, I got like 30 magazines, and I'm watching porno movies, like porno, like picture in a picture. And I might as well be watching the Home Shopping Network.
And that, in the view of many, is enough to render it out of court right at the beginning. But there are other objections, and these objections are explored in detail by the President's Council report. Cloning, for example, is taken as a challenge to the way we think about family and reproduction.
Ask her,
cloning,
do you want some beer?
Cloning is clearly unnatural, is artificial. But of course,
because
as we've already seen, there's a great deal of human reproduction which is unconventional, uncontrolled. It's already affected by artificial interventions. We've got all those other forms of artificial assistance to human reproduction.
And
one wonders
says,
whether cloning
I would like some
is
wine.
So more artificial than those other forms as to require to be banned on these grounds. I think that this particular ground of objection is less strong than the earlier ground of risk, which I've already mentioned.
We subscribe to several magazines.
It gets into this issue about whether...
What would have happened instead of a massive effort?
A lot of times when you say sound art and people say, well, what is that? If you think about painters use paint to make art, not to paint houses, well, this is using sound to make art, not to do all the other things.
And my wife is like, is this what it's going to be like for the rest of our life? I said, it is if you keep talking like that.
Mm-hmm.
than other performers in the business?
I don't think you could ever, in talking about comedy, talk about a comedian. I mean, it's always individual. I've written for a lot of them. I found some of them temperamental, some of them very pleasant, you know, some of them were generous, others were stingy. Very, very hard to say. Each person is very, very different.
I don't want any.
Maybe if you suck it a little. What?
Я не хочу пива. Я не хочу.
Fucking antihistamines. I don't know what I'm saying.
Ask again. What would you like to drink? Что бы вы хотели выпить? How does the man say, I'd like some wine?
Not a game we're playing, this is a war. Hear me what I'm saying, because you're pulling chips. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to A Call to Decision Ministry. My name is Cliff Scott. I'm sitting in for Pastor Butch Paul, obviously. That last commercial you heard for the potassium iodate, I've got a special on that right now. If you have not gotten your potassium iodate, and I'm sure a lot of you out there have it already, but I have a special on that. If you get two bottles, they're $34 postpaid. That's about a $15, $16 savings over most people that, I should say companies that carry the potassium iodate. Give me a call. It's two bottles for $34, and that includes the shipping. That's 800-569-4340.
And just before the break, the nurse answers the phone.
You were talking about
how
the natural killer cells are not functioning and why they're not.
She goes, Mr. Schimmel, I'm a registered nurse. Well, actually, I've been a nurse for 18 years. You can talk to me.
She
said, well, I can't get it
off. I mean, we got a two-part problem.
Please hold for the doctor.
Lower the immune system via antibiotics, so we're now, we're actually in jeopardy from being wiped out from either a bug that comes from overseas or one that they might let out of the box, right? However, the AIE-10 molecule is not only an immune modulator. There are many things that will stimulate an immune system, but if the immune system doesn't know what it's doing, stimulating something that doesn't understand its message, what it's supposed to do is a total waste of time, of course. So the idea is to modulate the immune system, re-educate the immune system. Understand that the immune system is a corridor of about 180 different pathways combining or made up of about 80 trillion cells. Now, those 80 trillion cells have to be able to mass communicate by the millisecond. Every direction, messages going everywhere by the millisecond. That has to be maintained. The antibiotics, of course, blown up a few of the bridges. The estrogen has absolutely tore out some of the major streets.
Now, Mr. Secretary, I'd like to know, I'd like you to give the committee the chain of command from the guards to you. All the way up the chain of command.
I think
I'd like to know.
I think General Myers brought an indication of it, and we'll show it.
Thank you.
First, with respect to the...
We did not bring it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, oh, my. Right.
It was all prepared.
And then he gets on. He goes, Robert, don't worry about it. All we have to do is just adjust the dose of the medication. When can you come in? I said, when does the nurse go on vacation? Because I don't want to face her now that she knows I can't get it up. Because even if she won't say it, you know, she's thinking it. And I'll go, hi, is the doctor in? Sure. How's it hanging? Whoa. And it wasn't only the medication, actually. I was afraid to do it. I mean, after a heart attack, you don't want to overexert yourself. And I was afraid to have sex again. And I went to the doctor and I told him, and he said, Robert, that's a natural thing. A lot of couples go through this. And he gives me this brochure from the American Heart Association and says, go home and read this with your wife. And this is the sickest shit I've ever seen in my life. I'm not making this up. This is under guidelines for resuming sex. It's best to wait 1 to 3 hours after eating a full meal before having sex. Wasn't it swimming?
So we used to sound doing. It often takes a couple goes at it for people to figure out what you're saying.
I'm not who you think I am.
No. Walter Fitch, lousy writer, lonely freak, murderer. No.
When I was 7 years old, my grandmother took me to Portland. We were walking along. These two guys ran by. They snatched her purse. And I had a police officer came to our hotel to ask questions. He stood the whole time. Uniform looked brand new. Shoes, badge were polished. It was like a soldier on the bed. Respect for your profession. That's why I write about it. I even wanted to become a cop after I finished high school.
What problems does the comedian have to overcome?
Well, I think in each case, it's really different. I mean, my problem was lack of confidence and fear of getting up in front of an audience. Other comedians don't have that problem whatsoever in any way. Their problem is, something entirely different. I mean, toning down or taking themselves in a little bit might be, you know, so it's really different with each.
You don't need to be any smarter than you are. You are plenty smart enough.
Page, look it up.
So I'm trying to get back into the sex. I changed my medication, and, you know, one of my friends goes, oh, you know what really turns me on? When girls talk dirty in bed. Yeah, I tried that with my wife. I said, hey, talk dirty to me. She said, go fuck yourself.
I just couldn't pass all the tests.
Well, you should have tried out for internal affairs. They'd have taken you. What do you want from me, Finch?
After Kay died, I knew that everyone would think that I meant to do it. So I cleaned the body up, removed all trace of evidence that connected to me.
Except for your fucking novel.
Under pressure, you don't always see the wood for the trees. You, for one, should have figured that one out by now. You know, when I heard that they had brought somebody from LA, I panicked. I wasn't worried about the locals. I knew they'd connect me to Kay eventually. I could handle them. They never look in the eyes of a killer. Killing changes you. You know that. It's not guilt. I never meant to do it. It's like awareness.
I was going to. How about when you have to fart and you want to let it out real easy so no one knows it's you?
What you need to be able to do is to take your natural ability to reason quantitatively, as you so aptly demonstrated, and apply it to situations where, that are not quite as familiar to you. Chemistry problems.
It's like awareness. Life is so important. How could it be so fucking fragile?
You'd see it right away,
wouldn't you?
You're trying to impress me, Fitch.
Back. He perhaps manipulates Bridget sexually by appearing to succumb to her powers by going to bed with her. Bridget.
Your book and you're paging through it.
And around New York, the dried leaves and berries are ground up and made into cigarettes by a simple hand machine. The deadly narcotic is thus quickly and easily prepared for its market. The sale of marijuana is even more difficult to detect and halt than the traffic in drugs such as opium, morphine, and heroin. They are hidden in fake jewelry cases, in the heels of shoes, women's shoes especially.
Please listen to me carefully. If you accept, I'll tell you of Sir Stefan's preference.
My dear René, not preferences, demands.
Since I belong to René, I'll do what he wants.
No, you belong to both of us.
Transfer her to Gracie Square, but she says she was released 2 weeks ago, and I don't think she's taken meds since she left, because she's really bad.
It doesn't sound like it's just from drugs and alcohol. It sounds like there's probably some psychiatric illness underneath all this. It's getting worse by the drugs and alcohol. Right now she didn't have alcohol on breath, but she has had urine toxins positive for cocaine in the past. So we're going to admit her and start her on some low-dose antipsychotic medication. Ideally, she would be on a mood stabilizer, but last time they tried her on Depakote, which is very, very good, and she was not compliant.
The underworld of this secret world, a kind of labyrinth.
Now, to the speeded-up brain of the user, that sound lasts for 4 hours.
Because you got the wrong guy. Killing that girl made you feel special, but you're not. You're the same distorted, pathetic freak I've been dealing with for 30 years.
Since we learned to consider this as the transmitter not only of optical, but also of electromagnetic phenomena, the problem of its nature became more pressing than ever.
Plus, there was the rival Byzantine Empire to contend with, as well as Arabs to the southeast. And on top of all that, they were fast approaching the end of the millennium, an interval of time that figures very prominently in the pages of Revelation.
Metaphysics, pushing back on it. As Jesus once said, takes both sides of the membrane, send a message to Garcia.
He didn't say nothing like that. I don't like close-ups.
Badibo!
Badibo!
What's the rojo?
Stand by.
Arojo!
Do it! What's for dinner? Some kind of Spanish rice and fish, I hope. I can eat fish. I hope I don't get sick from it.
What?
Well, I got a stomach ache from the last time I
ate. Don't move.
It's really bad.
I don't eat this. I don't know. Do you want this? Anybody want my
stay right where you are.
Hello? Anybody want
don't move now. It'll hurt more.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. Nothing works here.
All right. It's a little impediment there. various sub-matrices in the Matrix. According to my point of view, which continues to be the point of view around here, lifetime existence being what it is and all, seems as though Matrix A going to Matrix B.
Criminals can hide in the shadows is the image or representation of a modern hell.
When you're dealing in a doomed world, you...
In Matrix A, which we understand is asleep and has a fairly banal theme, one of many themes of disharmony overlaid upon the basic nature of this time-space human kind of thing. In many ways, a very simple backwards. Now, considering that all of these systems are inside out, which continues as a background, having a backwards theme seems like the basic crossing point of blockage for becoming more in harmony is logically dealing with the concept of materiality and the basic alley of power away from the only real point of power. So the various allied concepts go with that, centering around existence, in the world as being manifest by itself, the so-called objective reality, source of many boogeymen, and general not getting along with the other.
Our visual correlatives. Kind of hard to do a story of doom, you know, on a pleasant sunny day.
Not a matter of belief. Not a matter of intelligence at all. Rockin' and rollin' cults and their hidden agendas, hip hopping around, whether it's swing or sit there like a dead piece of flora or fauna, like the syncopation of the white man's 100-piece orchestra. Modern IDM music. Remaking The Face Upon the Waters in Nobody's Image.
Welcome to Guns and Butter, The Economics of Politics. I'm Kelly O'Ramaris with Bonnie Faulkner. Guns and Butter investigates the relationships among capitalism, militarism, and politics. Maintaining a progressive perspective in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks, Guns and Butter, the Economics of Politics, reports on who wins and who loses when the economic resources of civil society are diverted toward global corporatization, war, and the furtherance of a national security state.
Must we imagine the ether as an elastic medium of very low density, composed of atoms which are very small compared with ordinary ones?
Quoting these secular apocalyptic writers and say, look, even in the realm of secular social thought, even among scientists and environmentalists.
Paris, France. A city where it's easier to catch a social disease than a taxi.
You know how many of you I caught with your pants down?
It's fun, isn't it? We got it all now. There's no war, so we get to do arts and all that fobbery and meaningless wastes of time they told us about in grade school, where we could take excess, be frivolous, irresponsible, and hedonistic, and wind to nothing. But we have it all. We can take drugs, have excess, fop around in irresponsibility, and sorts of things. We can go to the mountain or to Mecca just from remembering what we saw on the TV. Start a range war right on the old vid screen. Can blow brains out. Blow your fucking brains away. We can rub our noses in it. Get away with multiple ethnic cleansed homicides and hideous basement chamber sex slave tortures. Hollow Point crimes. we study metaphysics, of course. We have license. It's okay. Don't need to walk down Sunset with our balls in our hands. Seen 1,000 punks like you. You know what I mean? It's coming to us. Just like the DVD burner saw it across the courtyard, and now it's right here. I didn't have to take a step.
Touched you like that, and you wanted to.
Yeah. No crime beneath me. No pedestal too high. Kind of thing today. Having fun.
They think the medicine is the cure-all. It really takes time to get used to the atmosphere.
Shh, quiet now. No jackhammers. No real development to state. With the architectural blue thumbprints without lifelines. Quantify. Easy way to make money today. If you want to take your brain out and squash it like a bug. Of course, that's just on me. It's all a matter of metaphysics today. Coming to us. Stay right where you are. Like a big imploding blue star. Because you know where blue explodes. Right in the back of the front brain. Right next to the pineal cavity. Some know as the midbrain. Back of the pituitary, pretty much dead center in there.
Now you wish you had. Best you could do, clipper nails. Now you're so different. You don't get it, do you, Finch? You're my job, you're what I'm paid to do.
Just work here. A Nazi soldier. Hip hopping across the Maginot line and right into your consciousness. We got it all. Kind of a Thanksgiving show, I guess, huh? Don't have to figure nothing out. Get nothing done. Get over. Bring it home. Stay right in the middle there.
This is a man who smokes Marlboro cigarettes. What kind of a man is he? I get to working on it.
Sexually thirsty. Jacoby, Miles, Spade. And, so far as we can tell, any heterosexual male who has something she wants.
I already have.
Tragedy. That's what this play, it seems to me, is about. There are three characters in this play. Cuchulainn, who is a tragic hero, a kind of Irish Achilles, an easy way to think of him. Oife, that's A-O-I-F-E. Oife, the mother of his only son. the son whom Cahullan has by accident
killed.
They're
with me now.
And there is a blind old derelict. These are the three characters. Ife in the play is claiming the sacred right to kill Cahullan for his accidental murder of their child. Cahullan acknowledges her right and submits himself to her sword. She is going to kill him. He does this because he's a tragic hero and he knows the canons of his genre. He knows the...
I'm going to blow this up like an atom smasher. I'm going to take every constituent part of this apart, put it farther apart. You got me?
I even forget to eat. I always smoke when I work. I want to taste something. I already have.
So watch out for the body replacers. Don't move towards them. Stay right where you are. Be all right. Bullet speed time kind of thing. And beyond. Always.
That disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The bio...
Is it perhaps an incompressible, frictionless fluid which moves in accordance with the equations of hydrodynamics and in which, therefore, there may be various turbulent motions? Or must we think of it as a kind of jelly, half liquid, half solid?
The image of Richard Widmark running in the streets of the city is a seminal image of the war. You can't think of him without thinking of that image of a man running in the street at night. It's more dramatic, and it's more... The characters that come out at night are more fascinating, I think. That's really what it's about.
I think our world is headed for chaos, and not very many people seem to be shivering about it. We ought to be shivering in our boots right now.
And you are listening to the local edition of the WMBR News. And now we turn to some MIT news and a dispute over some things that have been published in the MIT newspaper that's called the Tech.
We don't have to bother with it. Just mix any news item with any news source. You know, the northeast, west, south kind of syndrome. Stay right where you are. I will bring you home.
There are a number of scenarios, and there are a number of answers being given to the question of what the climate will look like, but they are all converging on a fairly common understanding that we're looking at a temperature rise of a few degrees Celsius in the next century. Now, I'd like to point out that there are still some controversies, but there are also some things everyone agrees about.
For this is an impression of the Cool Rebellion, a study of the Beat Generation. We have spoken through this series of broadcasts of the changes that have occurred in American society since the turn of the century. We have probed the technological and social upheavals that have occurred throughout the Western world. Upheavals turned by some, the hidden revolution. It is perhaps fitting that we examine some of the fruits of that revolution. In terms of the battle for survival of the individual personality in a tragic century.
Has no charisma. Watch your back, Danny Aiello. It's so good to be here. Drew Carey is here, and I love him. He was so nice to me backstage until he found out I wasn't a hooker. You know, I can't...
Let's assume that it's white's move, and that white is going to move the rook on square A1.
Everyone will have to pay large prices for those things.
You're about as mysterious to me as a block toilet is to a fucking plumber.
And that's what'll happen. And as soon as enough profit is made from it, then the problem will be resolved.
Is the page number. I will look it up.
You must say I belong to both of you. I'll be whatever both of you want me to be.
Sodium atoms form sodium ions, it turns out they lose one electron. Now, electrons are negatively charged. So if a sodium atom loses one electron, since it lost something that was negative, it's going to have a positive charge. Sodium atoms have no charge, but sodium ions carry a charge of plus one. Now, as we often do, when something is one, we don't actually write in the number. We just put the symbol plus, and that's understood to mean plus one. Potassium ions do a similar thing, and they form plus one ions. Some atoms lose more than one electron. For example, calcium atoms, when they become ions, actually lose two electrons, not one. Therefore, they develop a charge of what is often said, quote, plus two.
Who are you talking to? I've tasted other cocos. This is the best.
tired of gangster pictures by then. You know, I'd seen them all.
Well, you're having a nervous breakdown. That's what's happening.
You're part of this, aren't you?
Woman! Meryl! You are scaring me!
You're scaring me, Meryl. What are you going to do? Dice me? Slice me or peel me? There's so many choices!
No! Do something!
Alle folgen Rassen, der Vermischung Verpanschung. Höchste Ziel der intellektuellen Urheber und Führergilde ist.
Such a legend, and he's here. And actually, a nursing home in Florida just called. The last person who thinks you're funny just died.
But interestingly enough, we don't write the charge as plus two. We write it as two plus. Sometimes we'll read it as two plus. Sometimes we'll read it as plus two.
We have chosen to look at our accomplishments through the eyes of some of the children of the age, for children are notoriously contemptuous of the shape of the world which their predecessors have passed on. It is hoped that by looking at our world through the eyes of those who claim to reject it, we may come upon some important truths. It has been noted many times over that a prism through which light is reflected often provides a freshness of view, a kind of truth, just because of the oblique angles at which the rays hurl themselves through the glass, just because of the distortions they suffer in their passage into the reflector.
Motivations are everything, Will. What did you see through the fog? I saw pretty clearly, didn't I? I saw you take aim.
Come on, forget it, Finn.
Shoot your partner in the chest. I heard him say, get away from me. Why? Have anything to do with that internal affairs investigation?
I get the picture.
Right.
Very interesting. All right, now, when the creature was taken, captured by the firefighters and given to the military, any reports of behavior other than a dazed disposition?
When they had it in the net, it was making a strange buzz, buzz, buzz sound, like a bee buzzing. So certainly sounds more insect-like than certainly human or mammal.
brothers and sisters, cats and chicks, it is time to get down to it. That's right. It's another edition of The Law, live audio wrestling, right here on the new Mojo Radio 640 in Toronto. And we are right in the saddle, ready to get down to it. The No Mercy pay-per-view just wrapped up a scant 15, 20 minutes ago. John is here. Jay is here. I'm here. We've got all the results, angles, everything coming out of the big pay-per-view show. A lot of very interesting results in some of tonight's matches. A lot of very interesting reactions from the crowd. London and Kidman have the match of the night. Big Show, Kurt Angle, Eddie Guerrero, Luther Reigns. We've got it all, Daddy. The complete rundown. And yes, Kenzo Suzuki still sucks. All that and more, Daddy-O. We're going to get down to it. Complete results rundowns. We'll talk to Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. Live audio wrestling right here on the new Mojo Radio from one of the biggest wrestling cities in North America, 640 Toronto.
Go to G&G Electronics and get the real deal right off the bat. Sony TVs, home theater, DVD players, camcorders, Walkmans, everything Sony makes. You want it all, they got it all. G&G Electronics, 50 years at Kingston Road in Morningside. Online at ggelectronics.com.
How far away was this location from the purported location of the crash, or at least the visual sighting of the craft coming down in trouble?
Let us then use the Beat Generation as our prison. Let us examine the Cool Rebellion.
Everybody seems to think it's so important that you have to grab for money all the time, you know. Seems to be the main goal in everybody's life. And my parents don't seem to be any the happier for it. In fact, they're always arguing and they're always discontent, you know. They always want more than they have. They have a nice home. It's not paid for. They have a car. They have furniture and all that. But all they don't enjoy anything. They just sit home night after night, and they keep thinking about what a rut they're in, but they don't do anything to get out of it. And I'm going to see if I can't build myself kind of a life where I can really enjoy things, you know?
And then wherever I've gone in my life, whoever I've become, whether I'm alone, whether I'm with somebody and very much in love, I wish you could be there to see how happy I've become and share in my joy. But until the time we meet again, and I know we will, remember I'll be out there holding a kind thought for each and every one of you, kindling the tiniest of flames until it burns down so low that it almost flickers and powders and dies. And when it does, that's when we'll meet again. But until that time, remember and never forget.
To the right, or will it move up, or will it move diagonally parallel to the line, or will it cross that line? In other words, will it industrialize in an energy efficient way? Blather away about energy, or to chew their cuds, or to swim through the water, or whatever it is they do, they use it.
That's how it looks. You know? I mean, maybe even how it feels.
Hey,
Hang on. One second, Woody.
50% atmosphere.
Jim, I've got oxygen.
A voice print identification.
McConnell.
Not accepted. A voice print identification.
McConnell.
Accepted.
He can move side to side on any of the squares.
Dictionary.
Another example is the fact he feels separate from everything at the same time that he feels at one with everything. So there is a paradoxical element to it.
Seymour Hersh. December 4th, 1997. Representatives of the Taliban are invited guests to the Texas headquarters of UNICA to
Just 5.5. And
when you say 5.5 inches.
Inches, yeah.
Tall.
And there's another one down here that's nice.
Describe what he's doing there.
Well, his hands are over his head and the birds... doing doves in an arc over his head because he had a relationship with the animal. And we do have a lot of animal shelters that come in and they buy, where is it? Our 99 cent little medal, St. Francis, and they come and buy them in bags of 100 and put them on all the animal shelters. And I usually give them out actually to people.
Thank you.
Amy Smith, who is a member of the Thistle Collective. Amy,
how you doing?
And on the phone, and I should mention that Amy's a recent graduate and still employee at MIT. And on the phone with us is Scott Cooper, who's a research affiliate at the Sloan School of Management. Hi, Scott. Scott?
Hello.
That I thought the new heating should be put into it, and I made it more political. I think writers shouldn't separate themselves from their reality. They should bring the reality to what they're doing.
How'd you get that?
At that time in the 50s, the nuclear stuff was new, and it was kind of frightening what was going on. I was affected strongly by what I read in the newspapers, what I heard in the comments on the radio and television, and he somehow got into the story. And I think a story of this kind should have that kind of thing, because we're living in a world, we're not living in a movie. The movie should reflect the world, the movie should reflect the world. And I try to do that.
But it's one of the
very end. The girl wants it, boy. She wants it. And then she flings open the top of the car. She doesn't know. She just measures dollars and cents when it has to do with security and the future and man's existence.
How did it feel when you found out it was happening?
Guilt. Relief.
Negotiate their support for the pipeline. Subsequent reports will indicate that the negotiations failed allegedly because the Taliban wanted too much money. Source, the British Broadcasting Company, December 4th, 1997. 1998, the CIA ignores warnings from case officer Robert Baer that Saudi Arabia was harboring an al-Qaeda cell led by two terrorists. A more detailed list of known terrorists is offered to Saudi intelligence in August 2001 and is refused. Financial Times of London, 11201, Buxino Evil. 1998 and 2000, former President George Herbert Walker Bush travels to Saudi Arabia on behalf of the privately owned Carlyle Group, the 11th largest defense contractor in the United States. While there, he meets privately with the Saudi royal family and with the Bin Laden family. Personally meets with them. They're major investors in the Carlyle Group. Privately owned. Yet it buys all kinds of defense contracts, including some that make vaccines. The source, by the way, is the Wall Street Journal story of September 27, 2001. January 2001, the Bush administration orders the FBI and intelligence agencies to back off investigations involving the Bin Laden family, including two of Osama's cousins, Abdullah and Omar, who are living in Falls Church, Virginia. Falls Church, Virginia is right next to the CIA's headquarters. Langley. We have a direct order to back off investigations of these two relatives who are known connected to a terrorist group, WAMI, the World Assembly of Muslim Youth, and a journalist by the name of Greg Palast, American journalist writing for BBC. Not only does he break the story, he produces an FBI 199 National Security Report, which he shows on television from the complaints of the FBI agents saying the Bush administration told us to leave these guys alone, they're terrorists. February 13th, UPI terrorism correspondent Richard Sale reports on an ongoing criminal case in U.S. District Court in Manhattan. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Of the hour, then Jay and I will have all the wrestling news of the week, and then we will hear from you. 416-870-6400, star 640 on the cell phone. Emails, it's thelaw@640toronto.com. What did you think of tonight's No Mercy? Jay and I are here.
Control
the
something.
Law, live audio wrestling.
Not
the New
to
take
out
radio,
mind
640
people.
Toronto. More news, your views.
That's quite absent today. And how can it be left to one person to decide what you want? When you make up something, many things change.
Many things. But everything is wrong. I keep telling myself that's not going to be the same. Everything's wrong. Keep telling myself that's not going to be the same. Keep telling myself
theology behind him, just his extraordinarily intense life captured in images. For example, let me take you back several weeks ago. I'm standing in a Catholic bookstore in Toronto, and right now I'm looking at row upon row of representations of St. Francis in this store. He's shown always with birds. St. Francis with a garden to be placed in a grotto. St. Francis on cards to be used in prayer. St. Francis on greeting cards. St. Francis in books. St. Francis on medals. He would probably be just as surprised by this as he would by the extraordinary art in the Basilica in Assisi. This bookstore is getting surprisingly busy. Is it usually very busy here?
Yeah, on and off. I'm Marianne Lee, and I'm one of the sales clerks here at Breton's.
Is it animal lovers who usually want a statue of St.
Yeah,
Francis?
Yeah. He's available in like a 4-inch, and then a bigger version. These are 5.5, and...
When you say 5.5 inches?
Inches, yeah.
Tall.
And there's another one down here that's nice.
Describe what he's doing here.
Well, his hands are over his head, and the birds go, usually doves, in an arc over his head because he had a relationship with the animal. And we do have a lot of animal shelters that come in, and they buy, where is it, our 99-cent little medal, St. Francis, and they come and buy them in bags of 100 and put them on all the animals' collars. And I usually give them out, actually, to people that have pets.
She hands me the small silver medal she calls the Francis.
I think it's almost like a superstition. It's kind of like you
protection.
Have a little bit of protection.
What do you think he would make of all of this?
I don't think he wants to be thought of as anything more powerful.
You said he wants, not he wanted.
I know.
Smallest details might have their origins in this form of education.
Dream. See,
I did go to Niagara Falls with my aunt about 6 months ago.
Suddenly you're free and clear. Did you ever think about it before that moment? I mean, what would it be like if he wasn't there anymore? Doesn't mean you did it on purpose, you know.
You figure if you got something on me, then I'm just gonna roll over, protect my reputation.
Protect your life's work. Every one of those scumbags you put away will be back on the street before you even go on trial. Half gone, you're free and clear. Why mess with that?
Kate Connell. Remember her?
It's your choice. Think of all the other Kate Connells. Do the math. If you're a pragmatist, you have to be because of your job. I know this isn't easy for you, but I'm trying to get you to understand we're in the same situation here. You didn't mean to kill Hap any more than I meant to kill Kate. That's kind of hard for them to believe. So that's why we need each other.
When you find yourself lost, when you find yourself caught in the twists, tangled in those twists.
If you're one of those people who don't like movies where some person you can't see talks the whole time and covers up all the holes in the plot, and at the end says, "I was never the same again after that summer," or whatever, like it was so deep they can't stand it, then you're out of luck.
Seek home. Seek that which will bring you closer to becoming whole, and you can find your way. You can find the right way. In this year called the Year of Union, it calls you to confront, it calls you to encounter this phenomenon called union. And in your response, not only to your needs and desires, not only for safe haven and safe harbor amidst the turmoil, tumult, and uncertainty, respond by seeking wholeness in search of triumph. One way to do that is through living the truer life, new maps to happiness. Another way, by working with the defining moments of love. Tonight we focus on yet another, a different means to achieve that sense of union in search of triumph, that sense of union through intimacy. Intimacy that works, union, co-union, and communion. But regardless of what year it is, if you are drawn to this evening, if you are drawn to listen to the recording, some part of you is telling you that it's time. It's time for you to focus on and work with intimacy in your reality. To work with your already existing intimacies, to work with expanding, or to work with new intimacy. Perhaps you are at the time of listening or at the time of attending, lost in the peaks and troughs, or tangled in the twists with seemingly too many decisions and too many choices and decisions seeming obscure. Perhaps it is wholeness that you seek, to find direction, regardless of what year, wholeness to keep you on the right course, the right path, moving in the right direction. Or perhaps not the troughs and peaks, not the twists and tangles of decisions and choices, but rather perhaps you are engaged in loving and caring and looking to either secure or to grow that love and to expand that caring. You know so much of love and so much of caring. And you do love and you do care. And you know how to grow that love, bringing about greater love and caring, even love and caring that is grand. But you see, it is intimacy that can bring the more real of love, the more real of love and caring, can bring the more real of love and caring into the illusion and anchor it in manifestation. It is intimacy.
Shut down. Gravitational rotation.
Shutting down artificial gravitational rotation.
Jim, I've got the oxygen for you.
40% atmosphere.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm topside, Jim. Do you know which sector?
I'm working on it.
You better get some oxygen, Jim.
Yeah, I'm fine. Come on.
Jesus. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Okay, come on. Come on, where are you, you little bastard?
Give me some light in the hole so I can locate it.
I got a better idea. Gotcha. Darren. Squeeze out the liquid. Stay there. Squeeze it out.
Jim.
Okay. Please work.
Percent atmosphere.
Woody, the bridge is between sectors 5 and 6. 5 and 6. Do you copy?
Copy. I'm heading there now. Son of a bitch. You never did that in the simulator.
20% atmosphere.
Jim?
Man, oh man, that's sharp and clear. That's the absolute finest television set I ever did see.
Well, now, wait a minute. How you know that's such a fine television set, Andy? You ain't even got the thing turned on.
Don't need to turn this set on to know it's the greatest name. Just got to look at the nameplate. See what it says? CBS.
Oh, CBS, yeah. That makes the greatest. Sight unseen. Oh, CBS.
Thank you.
CBS Columbia, makers of America's most advanced radio and television receivers, present transcribed The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Amanda Randolph, Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amos Reese, Gus Bays, Lud Bluskin's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
But they tend to write the number first and the charge second. If you write it as plus two, or if someone, your teacher writes it as plus two, or a textbook writes it as plus two, it's not considered terribly incorrect, but this is considered to be the best form. Aluminum ions, that is aluminum atoms, when they form ions, lose three electrons. Since the electrons are negatively charged, losing three negative particles is going to give you an ion with a charge of plus three.
It's very complicated here, very quick. And my guess is you're not going to be up to it without me talking.
Diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices.
And not be glued to one spot.
If you think I'm just plucky and scrappy and all I need is love, you're in over your head.
Is he laughing?
Dick Gregory! Oh my gosh, he deserves a round of applause just for being so old for his race. You know...
Unleashed to take over the bodies and souls of the people of our planet, bringing a new dimension in terror to the giant super scope screen.
It's whatever intelligence or instinct it is that can govern the forming of human flesh and blood out of thin air is fantastically powerful, beyond any comprehension.
From the rice or the cookies? I never remember, but I know he's famous. But this is about Hugh Hefner, a living legend. And look at your girlfriend, so beautiful. When are you going to get serious? You know, one day you might want one of them changing diapers. I mean, if it gets too hard to do it yourself.
To play Angela as a young girl in a series of scenes representing her life between 8 and 12, they had secured the services of the versatile and very pretty Jennifer Jeans, better known to close friends as Jenny Jeans, and to even closer friends as Creamy Jeans. Although she could do a passable 8 and a perfect 12, she was actually 18 years old. This had to be ascertained beyond any doubt before Sid would sign her. Maury, that fucking chick is jailbait if ever I seen it. I mean, she's a fucking child, for Christ's fucking sake. Are you 100% sure that broad is 18? I mean, I don't want to get hit with no fucking man act and not even get laid. Jeez. Swear to God, Sid, said Mort, raising his hand. Like I told you, I seen the birth certificate already. And as if that ain't enough, I got an affidavit from her folks saying she's 18. And how they understand we're making an adult-type picture here. Sid put his head on his hands, keening. Adult-type picture, he calls it. I think we're all gonna jail, Morty, that's what I think. It was Tony Sanders, however, who was to have the most dramatic encounter with Miss Jeans. Holy fucking Christ, he said, stumbling over to where Boris was sitting, just off the set, making notes. Man, you really ought to cop a taste of what's jumping off in that second trailer. There's an 8-year-old kid in there twisting up hash bomb as big as cigars. He collapsed in a chair, shaking his head. And it's Dinah fucking Mite too, Daddy, I shit you not. Boris laughed to see him so hopelessly stoned. Boy or girl? Huh? The kid? Oh, wow, a chick, man. A fantastic little 8-year-old chick.
The Kingfish and his wife Sapphire and her mother planned on spending a month's vacation in Mama's cottage up in the country. The Kingfish has just been up to look the place over after the winter and has just returned with bad news.
What's this you say, George? They had a flood up where our cabin is?
Flood? I'll say there was. When I got there, the Coast Guard was draining out the cabin. They had a bilge pump down the chimney.
Oh, my sweet little cottage in the country. Years ago, I spent my honeymoon up there.
Yeah, well, unless you was a romantic barracuda, ain't exactly ideal honeymoon spot no more.
George, stop
the
this
ions that are formed.
Is there any dampness in the house?
For example,
well, there was a little in the living
when
room.
When a chlorine a atom little. Forms an ion.
How much?
Rather than about losing 10 feet. Electrons.
But the water done receded.
That well, is the floor's dried out.
Has a negative
that's hard to tell, honey. You see, when the flood receded, it receded the floor with it. That's what happened.
When a chlorine atom forms an ion.
Well, we ain't got the money to fix it
two
up.
Electrons.
I guess we'll
therefore,
just have to give up any thought of a vacation right
two
now.
Minus. It is very rare to form monatomic ions, that is, ions that contain only one atom in them, that have charges greater than minus two.
He was early with his Account of Corsica, established as a literary celebrity at the age of 28.
I always liked the idea of two people who would never be together.
Yeah.
Having to cope
right
together. And I've always enjoyed that. I enjoy it. It's like the thing in Dog Day Afternoon when the two guys go into the bank. The three guys go into the bank and one guy leaves. And these two guys are left who don't know each other really well. And they would never know each other in any other circumstance. Never be together, and here they are in this intense situation, and they don't know who they are. In the dark
chance. I don't have a heart of gold, and I don't grow one later, okay?
It's a good seed for some kind of something can it combusts.
Definitely,
it can combust.
But relax. There's other people a lot nicer coming up.
You shit in your pants.
Jim.
I'm
come back. Gotcha.
Seventh characteristic is ineffability. The individual will start to tell somebody about his mystical experience, and he will say, "My experience is beyond words."
He was a man of very considerable depth. Despite his lack of interest in it, as we've noted, he pursued his career at the bar simultaneously with these writings and travels. And now his quite frequent trips to London brought him into regular contact with Samuel Johnson.
It's never to write one endless simple sentence after another.
Against followers of Osama bin Laden. And what he reveals, what he writes, is that in the case, the National Security Agency presents evidence that they had broken all of Osama bin Laden's encrypted communications.
Cursed, dreadful, malevolent thing was happening to those he loved.
This isn't just an ordinary body, is it?
I never saw one like it. It looks unused.
Just can't put it into words that are accurate enough to describe it.
B1, C1, D1. Thank you.
Their God, it doesn't matter which God, they seem to go through a phase when they have an extraordinary understanding of the forces of nature.
What? No, I don't want to buy a new one. You fix this one up. That's the best toy you ever saw, believe me.
Taking one of these objects doesn't work. Plus 3 and minus 2 would still add up to plus 1. Taking one aluminum and 2 oxides wouldn't work. That would be plus 3 and a total of 4 minuses. That would add up to minus 1. What you would have to do in a situation like this is find a common multiple
grounding
in these two numbers.
In your reality.
A common multiple.
Intimacy is the bridge.
If I take 2
that links love and caring.
He's carrying a charge of plus 3. The total.
Many of you have experienced times of great caring, intense caring, immense caring, but were perplexed by not knowing how to love. I don't know how to love.
He actually liked me.
You can't go in. Your father's making a television appearance for his campaign.
Damn it. Damn it, I gotta talk to you. What the hell are you doing here? I'm about to go on the air.
$5
minutes,
Mr.
Dollars.
You
excuse me. Dad, are you
going to
pay me
the
money or not?
No, I'm not going to let you. You're a damn penalty. All right, just get the hell out of here. I got a goddamn penalty.
Hey, no, one thing you do care about. Okay, then I quit as your son.
Discovery of the view from Poppy's head. And now an undreamed of horror makes her life and love a vortex of fear.
I can't find nothing.
Okay, then I quit as your son.
those dogs, they can. In the leader. In Jahrhunderten, immer wieder antreten und wird immer schöner sein, immer kraftvoller sein und wird immer gesünder sein und wird immer mehr aus dem Dienst der lebenden Geschlechter auf die Kunden. Bin ich der Klagende oder Warner? Ich bin nicht der Fürstende, sondern ich bin nur der Vorbereitende. Ich bittere nicht vor einer Stunde irgendeine Entscheidung, aber und ich will hart sein, ich will die Füße fest in unsere Erde stemmen und den Ansturm nicht verliehen.
It's a long, semi-twisted, torturous path some of you have been on.
Copy.
Naked simulacrum. New metaphysics. Chugging along as though nothing happened. But we know that isn't true, don't we? Something did happen. Something most definitely happened here in this American platform. Consummation of all that has come before, wound up tighter than a surgically repaired testicle of things to come. As though a plan for the morrow, slightly out of reach. Pretending one does not know, hand on the controls at all times, at least the blink on off type of all the damn time. Oz like as it seductively flushes towards us away on each side. Thank you. 2012 a coming. What's in a name? Well, if you give it something, then it has that. Hello. And since we're literally besides all of ourselves, as Jesus said, not knowing what we've done, we'll just have to wait and find out, shan't we? The moving sub-matrical quantified webs, kind enough to give the quantifiers something to talk about, keep them quiet.
Make a copy for me.
So hard to do metaphysics when you're metaphysical. All vectors converging on the point they started from. You can do it in text. Just write it out. You can walk through walls with text. Of course, as long as there are windows, as long as there are doors, we can leave that to the mythical, eternal ones. So hard doing metaphysics. When it's written like this, the end of the mystery. Scanning back through its plot lines to find you just when you need it. Just when you need it. You can thank me later.
Copy the paragraph from the book.
Something that computer engineers are incapable of resolving, and they have known about the problem for a long, long time.
that's one of those surprise farts. Oh, hey, that's wet. And you're at work and you have to throw your underwear out. And someone catches you at the dumpster. Hey, what do you got over there? Nothing? Nothing. Hey, that's shitty underwear. It's not mine. What, are you carrying somebody else's shitty underwear around? Actually, you don't have to worry about that. I saw an ad for adult diapers. Depends. That's something to look forward to. Now you can finish that important business meeting and take it back at the same time. No one's the wiser with Depends. Yeah, we'll put that new building up right over here. Hey, Mike, you okay? Yeah, I shit in my pants. Hey, Mike, you okay?
All you can think about is falling asleep.
Radio noir or mystery drama. There have been very famous sound artists who turned into performance artists like Laurie Anderson or like Chris Burden. Laurie Anderson is a great example because this is a person who could have put sound art on the map, but instead probably put performance art on the map to a lot of people.
I had no trouble finding the Dixie Pig. It was a long, low building, encrusted with neon. No cars.
It'd be good for other artists to come into the mix. Like, for instance, you can get really interesting feedback from people who only work in visual arts.
The dog goes with us, I told him.
It's like, oh, you're the sound. I've heard about you, but they don't leave that sphere of, you know, what's going on in their little sphere, and they hear about other things, but they may not necessarily interact with that circle of artists.
Got out of bed and went to the window. He opened it all the way, then he leaned out and looked, and the street was empty. In bed again, he closed his eyes and kept them closed.
I shit my pants!
Yeah, shit, of course I am.
Okay, good. There are some things that I like to get straight right up front so that there are no misunderstandings later on.
I don't blame you.
I do not do animal acts. I do not do S&M or any variations of that particular bent. No water sports either. I will not shave my pussy. No fist fucking and absolutely no coming in my face.
Trust your face.
right face.
Drinking their morning coffee, munching on sandwiches, whatever it is the students do, notice this eventually. And they begin to think that something weird is going on. Why is the professor and a student standing there absolutely still, staring at each other? It looks like something terrible is about to happen. And they begin to get rather anxious. After all, the student is bigger than I am, and he might jump on me. On the other hand, I've got more power than he is, than he has, because I'm a... they really get quite worried, professor and a student standing there absolutely still, staring at each other. It looks like something terrible is about to happen.
Excuse me.
Dad, are you going?
Excuse me.
E1, F1, or G1. It was a dreadful kind of thing. I remember one very colorful variation on it, which I think I must have dreamt when I was perhaps 15 or 16. And I dreamt that I got up one morning up here at the lake and looked out my window, and instead of seeing grass, I saw rock, as one would see 100 miles to the north of here, just endless rock, a little bit curved, a little bit heaving, but rock. And on this rock, there were nothing but dead leaves of some kind. And that was all there was to the dream. And then I, shortly after that, woke up with that feeling that one can never describe. So in absolutely sad beyond all description, it was something which I shall never forget. And I had many variations on this same image at that time. And to this day, this is approximately the way I feel when I have to return to a life which I don't really enjoy. Now then, when one gets into it, another kind of thing takes hold. If it didn't, I think it would become so unbearable that one simply could not continue. At least I couldn't. But if you are playing a concert every second or third night for a month, this seems, in a way, a reasonably normal way to live at the time. It's only when one gets away from it that one realizes what a crazy artificial existence it is.
Directions, and even between the correspondents among themselves, they admitted it was not to be grounded. A ground wire has only one function, and that is to dump excess energy. A ground wire has no other function. Yet they took and hooked a ground wire to a machine that I was testifying produced more energy than it put into it. They knew it was going to dump that energy.
If I die tomorrow, I'll still have better lungs than you do.
Well, your lungs are okay. You want to play a little canasta?
No, I don't like canasta.
I don't like canasta.
How about bridge? I mean, what about bridge?
I'd love to play some bridge.
Get
we don't have a
bridge. All right, we can
get somebody maybe.
A canasta isn't?
Canasta's got a little life, a little spark.
You don't like bridge? What's wrong with bridge?
It's a boring game.
If I take three oxide ions,
in this
each carrying
time and place,
two,
the space of such
the total charge would now be minus six.
My heart
plus
seems
six
to be breaking.
And minus six would in fact add up to zero.
And I don't know
so
what to do.
So the formula for
how
aluminum oxide requires that you use two atoms of aluminum, two aluminum ions, and three oxygens to give you a formula.
I can't seem to coordinate.
Al2O3.
It has been the reverse for others, where you have been swept up in so much love, ecstasy, exalted love. But ashamed to admit, sometimes even to yourself, that you couldn't muster the caring. I love to beat the band, but I can't seem to focus on caring. It's like the two are out there somewhere. Disjointed, disconnected. Not at effect of one another. I care so much, why can't I love? I love so much, why can't I care? It is intimacy, people. It is intimacy that is the bridge. That links love and caring. It is intimacy that binds them and bonds them so that the two, love and caring, can become one. Functioning in concert, in symphony with one another.
The missing link between happiness and me.
Of many compounds involves sometimes what we call parentheses. And it is absolutely critical that you be capable of interpreting how many atoms of every element are in a formula that contains parentheses. I want to repeat this. It's absolutely critical.
Lawrence's own answer was vague. It still seemed necessary that physical matter must allow the ether to pass through it. Just as light passes through both transparent and translucent objects. Lawrence explains.
An atom is, in the last resort, some sort of local modification of the omnipresent ether. A modification which can shift from place to place without the medium itself altering its position.
Sydney. I'm a personal trainer and Miss Orange County finalist, and this...
And that there is a Tech 9, a little cheap-ass spray gun made out of South Miami. They retail for $380. I get them for $2, sell them for $8. They advertise this Tech 9 as the most popular gun in American crime. Can you believe that shit? It actually says that in the little booklet that comes with it. The most popular gun in American crime. Like they proud of that shit.
I love my Tech 9.
Here, run this up. Oh, now check out this gun here. Now this here is a Steyr AUG. Steyr AUG's a bad motherfucker. Listen. Too, man. Made in Austria. Now, my customers don't know shit about it, so there ain't no demand for it. Now, baby, I really could use me some more ice. Hold up. But let me tell you, though, man. You put this bad boy in a flick, every motherfucker out there want one. I'm serious as a heart attack. When them Hong Kong flicks came out, every nigga in the world had to have a 45, man. They ain't want one. They want two. Because all them niggas want to be the killer. But what them flicks don't tell you and what they don't know, that a 45 got a serious fucking jamming problem. Now, I try to steer my customers toward a 9mm because it's damn near the same weapon. It ain't got half the jamming problems. But you know how them niggas is out there. You can't tell them shit. They want a 45. The killer had a 45. They want a 45. Thanks, baby.
Who's your partner?
Cat named Mr. Walker runs a fishing boat out of Mexico. I get the merchandise to him. He gets it out to my customers on all the boat sales anyway. Before I set that nigga up, he ain't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. Now, that motherfucker rolling in cash. Got himself a yacht with all kind of high-tech navigational shit on it. Here we go. AK-47, the very best there is. When you absolutely, positively got to kill every motherfucker in the room, except no substitutes.
Nothing gets between me and my AK.
This here is the Chinese model. I get them for $850. Double my money. Grab that for me, would you, babe?
No, it's for you.
Girl, don't make me put my foot in your ass.
The AK-47 is the most popular assault rifle in the world. This is the Chinese model. You can tell by the extra rivets running through the
strut. Lo, it's for you.
Yo, Jumba, what's up?
Boring, isn't it?
Makes you through once.
I guess he's Joe Gunn now.
No, I'm impressed. He seems to know a lot.
He's just repeating shit he overheard. He'd any more of a gun expert than I am.
Yeah, I can get
you. You want?
Sure.
It shoots 500 rounds of full metal jacket, 9mm Luger at 1,270 feet per second. At 10 pounds, it's really heavy for such a small gun. But the
to me more.
Balance really reduced muzzle rise during firing. I've never held any bullet felt so strong.
So when'd you get out of jail?
4 days ago.
Where at?
Susanville.
How long?
Not 2 months shy, 4 years.
4 years? For what?
Bank robbery.
Really?
All right. Later.
Shit, I'm impressed.
See what I'm talking about? Now that was about a man in New York wants a 9mm Smith & Wesson model 5946. And why does he want it? Because it's the same gun that nigga on New York undercover uses. Because of that nigga, I'm going to make $1,250 off of this nigga.
So, what's your cost?
Lowest two.
You serious?
I'm telling you, Lewis, start adding these motherfucking figures up. Tell me this ain't the business to be in. Got me 5 M60
Hello?
Machine guns, too. Motherfuckers come straight out the Gulf War. I done already sold three of them, $20,000 a piece.
Oh, wow, that's good money.
I'm gonna make $1,000,000 out of this, man. I already got a $500,000 sitting down in Mexico. When I deliver this next load, get me another $500,000.
Don't worry.
Then I'm out. Spend the rest of my life spending. Are you gonna tell me who it is? Listen to me.
Or he can move vertically to any of the squares, such as A2, A3. A4, A5, 6, A7, or A8.
Now, it's an interesting take. But for the final word on this issue, we turn to the one commentator who can be counted on to cut through the hypocrisy of others to let his own shine through. He is the subject of tonight's Robert Novak, Douchebag of Liberty. Now, on Friday's Crossfire, Robert Novak, the man you may remember, revealed the name of an active CIA agent for purely partisan political reasons and has since refused to divulge the source of that leak, had this to say about the 60 Minutes 2 story.
All I say is, all CBS has to say is, where did these documents come from? They sure didn't come from the Colonel's family. CBS, which broke the story, should reveal where it got the documents. To be blunt, who forged these documents?
For that douchebaggery, Robert Novak is hereby awarded the highest civilian honor awarded to douchebags, the Congressional Medal of Douchebag.
Label, concretely in music and entertainment spheres. This strategy could be most nearly compared to a Trojan horse. Sabotage communication means being a provider, a coordinating point for ideas, projects, publicity, drafting concepts, realization, and so on. Sabotage communication wants to wake up the feeling for subtle processes and keep them going between recipient and medium. You'll reach this relationship with minimally compromised methods by putting the attention of the audience to an irritation and therefore to a defined way out. Sabotage communication is known as development place and base camp for all internal and external activities. Because the range of activities is not definable in its contents, topics, or geographic place, and actions are not predictable, action corners, the grower projects and select target groups, and sub-labels like sabotage acts, sabotage projects, sabotage recordings, craft records, and alibi service had to be built. Sabotage acts, as it is, doesn't mean a certain player or member of a social group, but interaction members who built their own audience, being players and spectators at the same time. Take, for instance, Vienna's Free Party 95.
Not go into Sproul Hall. Everybody was going into Sproul Hall. It was a what other alternative did you have to say that you weren't happy with the way things were going?
I hesitated for about 2 seconds, and I thought, you know, I got a picture of my husband's face, and I thought, what is this going to do? You know, what is it going to do to my career? What is it going to do to my life? And then I just said, to hell with it. I don't care what it does. This is my chance to do something, and I'm going to do it.
They were reading all of his codes. They knew every phone conversation. Now, in May 2001, Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage, a drug smuggler all of his adult life from Southeast Asia to Iran-Contra, was convicted, was denied appointments to Secretary of Defense under Ronald Reagan. He is our Deputy Secretary of State right now.
Whether you are seeking wholeness in search of triumph, or seeking wholeness in search of direction, or looking for the greater, even the more grand, of love and caring, intimacy can be your answer. Intimacy.
And I read about 15 pages of the novel and promptly forgot it on a train.
You know the words. Closeness, tenderness, vulnerability, trust. Reducing the fear of humiliation, caring, loving, being understood so that you can be free to be understanding. You know the words. The intimacy.
It's 10 o'clock, Detective Dormer.
You bet.
At night.
Oh. So when does it get dark around here?
It doesn't. Not this time of year.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It is an integral link in your chain of momentum. A chain that begins with love and ends with love. Intimacy is the link between love and magic. In the living of life, it is the bridge between love and caring. In the realm of momentum, it is the link between love and magic. As we've already said, intimacy is the bridge, the binding, the bonding of love and caring. And intimacy is a powerful component. It is an essential component in creating union. Be that the union within self, wholeness, the co-union with those outside yourself, or that of communion. Not an ecclesiastical religious experience, but a sacred experience that lives beyond words, beyond description, beyond understanding. A transcendent, sacred moment. Intimacy, a powerful component, but also an essential component in creating union. Intimacy can be the most exhilarating, the most wondrous, the most magical of dreams in living life. Yet its absence or its lack can be the most frightening, the most painful, the most debilitating of nightmares in any life. Intimacy is the steely backbone of your growing, of your changing, of your evolving, and yet at the same moment, it is the most fragile of fabrics in the motivation and the momentum of that very growth, of that very change, of that very evolution. It can be the most exhilarating, while its absence can be the most frightening.
I shit in my pants. No, I'm cool.